Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me, it's coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me, renew in me the right spirit, lead. Till that secret, sacred place in you, make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be
December 4th, 2021, and we are in the last month of the year. Welcome again to Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Dr. Maria Carey. I'm the president and the CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We have a spirit-filled show on today. We thank God for each and every one of you that tuned in on last week, and certainly we give a big shout out to our co-host and keep her in prayer. She's funeralizing some good friends on this morning, and certainly we want to pray for her strength, and pray for the church. You know, when loved ones go on, certainly the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, but we still have to deal with their absence here on earth. And we pray for her, and we keep her lifted up in prayer. Praise the Lord. So we get into our announcements and Amazing Grace Ministry, Amazing Grace Ministries. We are ministering to the hurt and wounded every fourth Sunday at 2:30 at Christ Deliverance Center, located at 82nd 26 South Muskegon at 2:30 p.m. Come and join us. And certainly join us every Friday at noon for noonday prayer. That number is 605-468-8807. The access code is 351-4828. And certainly, if this show is a blessing to you, please email me or text me. My email address is amazing, A-M-A-Z-E-N, graceministries@gmail.com. And, of course, my cell phone number is 309 750-7584. And I want to thank all of you that have donated in 2021 to Amazing Grace Ministries. It's certainly still not too late. If you feel that this ministry has blessed you, please sow a seed in this ministry. Certainly you can send that seed to P.O. Box 438411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. And those checks are made directly to Amazing Grace Ministries, or AGMI, as I affectionately call it. Praise the Lord. So to everyone listening out there in radio land, certainly I decree blessings on your life. I decree blessings. I bind the enemy that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And certainly I declare the word of the Lord in your life. It is active and alive. And certainly for those of you that may hear this radio show, we are on every Saturday at 9 o'clock. However, Saturday the 25th, December the 25th is Christmas Day. And we will not be airing on December the 25th, Christmas Day, which is the day Christ was born. And I am debating whether or not we will be on January the 1st. I may have a New Year resolution, New Year, get up and go and be on the broadcast for that Saturday. But certainly December the 25th, we will observe the day that Christ was born. So we are on every Saturday morning, and you can tune in to listen to us, http://tobtr.com/s/12035007. And certainly you can listen to us live and connect with us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's get into our lesson, shall we? So Advent is 4 weeks, is a four-week season. And it is celebrated around the world. And I want you to know that we are definitely now in Advent season. We are celebrating the expected return of our Savior Jesus Christ. It is a time of reflection and a time to teach our children about Jesus Christ. Jesus being born from a virgin, and certainly his life and his death and resurrection. This season draws our hearts back to reflect on what he has done for us. And it compels us to look forward to a new year of expectations and to know that God will do exceedingly and abundantly. Mm-hmm. So this word has come alive in the form of Jesus Christ. This word will captivate your mind and will illuminate your heart. It will lift you to a greater purpose in the Lord Jesus Christ. It will take you on a journey of greater peace, greater hope, closer to Jesus Christ in this time, in this season, as we journey forward, as time continues to move us forward in Jesus Christ. So we are going to explore, we are going to look at, on this month, we are going to talk about no stress. Hallelujah. The joy of the season is here. Not coming, but is here. So on today, our lesson is the hope of Christmas has arrived. Advent has begun. Our scriptures is familiar scriptures. Let's read. Isaiah 7:14-16. Read, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose good. For before the child shall know to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land that thou abhorrest shall be forsaken, of both her kings. Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. 6 through 7, rather, 6 and 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I want you to just grab hold of peace on this morning. Of the increase of his government and the peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Let's get into some definitions. Now, we're looking at stress. No stress. So stress involves a psychological and a physiological response to situations as it perceived, as we feel that are challenged or challenging or something that's challenging us. So there is a rush of adrenaline that performs in our system that some stress is good, some stress is bad. And certainly when we look at traumatic experiences, that's another thing that we will discuss and we have discussed. But if you say, Dr. Carey, bring it up again, I will talk about it. So we're talking about the stress right now that brings about the chaos in this holiday. Hope. Hope is defined a feeling of expectations and the desire for a certain thing to happen and a feeling of trust. And certainly if we look at those definitions, we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And over in Hebrews, I think it's 11 chapter, it says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Hope for, we got a hope that Christ Jesus is going to do it. We got a faith in him and we trust the Lord. Praise God. And the word advent comes from the Latin adventus, meaning arrival or coming, particularly of something having great importance. So advent is the anticipation of something that is going to arrive, or the arrival of something great, which is the form of our Savior Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So Advent 2021 started on Sunday, the 28th of November. It runs to Friday, the 24th of December. Advent is a period of spiritual preparation, which many of us, we make ourselves ready for the coming, for the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. We are celebrating Advent, which is typically, and sometimes may not, I know we're busy trying to get gifts, but some consider it a time of prayer, fasting, repentance, and anticipation and hope and joy. We are hoping for the joy. We are hoping for the renewal of our minds. We are hoping for a greater experience as we get ready to go into a new year. Mm-hmm. Many of us celebrate Advent by thanking God of Christ's first coming to the earth as a baby. But we are also in anticipation of the Holy Spirit moving through us. And it's as it arrived on the day of Pentecost, but we also making preparation for Jesus Christ to come back again. We are looking for that great return. And those of us that are here or may be here, we're looking for God to come and catch us up give us so we can be caught up with him in eternity and praise the Lord around the throne. So for the Western Christians, it is a season of preparing for the coming of the Messiah, the celebration of Christmas with the birth of Jesus Christ. Advent also commemorates, again, on the fourth Sunday before Christmas and ending the day, Christmas Day. It's a lasting of 4 weeks. Advent can start on anywhere between November the 27th or December the 3rd. And, of course, for us, it started on the 28th of November. Certainly when we talk about the Eastern churches, and I may be talking for some stuff, but we want to deal with a little history as well. It's a period of abstinence, of penitence, call the Nativity Fast in preparation of the birth of Jesus Christ on December 21st. So there's a lot of ways that Advent is celebrated, but we here celebrate the Lord's coming because we already have a connection with him already. We know that he came, we know that he died, and we celebrate the season 20 all year round. But this extra time, this month of December, it causes us to focus a little bit more about what he's done for us. But if we think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, our soul cries out, hallelujah. I know we have been confined. We have been confined and quarantined for almost 2 years. We came out of quarantine on this year. Praise the Lord, but we had been quarantined for some time. We see that there's several variants of this coronavirus. We saw Delta. Now we see the Omicron variant, and certainly it doesn't seem like they're going away. But God is still in control, and every time you look at the numbers seem to be going up. But we celebrate with our families, and totally Thanksgiving was a celebration because we were able to sit at the table and celebrate when the year before we were not able to celebrate. And even that celebration may have been a little hard pressed because the ones that would have been there has already gone to be with the Lord. But we still celebrate that God is good. We still celebrate that God has provided for us. And certainly when we look at this Christmas season, when we look at this Advent season, we know that Christ came and was born from a virgin. So in these themes, the first week, we're looking at hope or the promise. And certainly we have a promise on that week of the 28th of November. We know that the promise came. We celebrated when we didn't celebrate with our families the year before. So God has blessed us. In spite of what we've gone through, God has been good. That second week is in preparation or the waiting. Hallelujah. That third week, they deal with the joy of the peace. And that last week, certainly love. But this is the whole point of the matter. Jesus is the hope for the season. Psalms 147, 10, verses 10 through 12 read, he delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, O Zion. And certainly Jesus is our hope. When we can't call on nobody else, we can call on Jesus. When we're troubled in our minds, we can call on Jesus. When we feel like we're about to lose it and everything around us seems to be going haywire, we can call on the name of the Lord Jesus, and he's right there. He's Johnny on the spot. Oh, he delivers right there and then. Oh, when we feel like we're going to sink, oh, just like he did Peter when he walked on the water. Praise God, he looked down and he said, Lord, help me. And Jesus was right there to keep him from sinking. And he is right there to keep him from sinking, or to keep us from sinking. He's right there to give us hope. He's right there to give us strength when we can't strengthen, and certainly we can't strengthen ourselves, but when we feel like we can't make it, we can make it in the assurance that Christ is our hope, that Christ will provide. So the church today, like Israel, is in the similar time. We're waiting, we're praying, we're in expectation of the second coming of the Messiah. Oh, Israel looked back to God's past gracious acts on their behalf and leading them out of Egypt in Exodus. And on that basis, they called God once again to act for them. In the same way, we, the church, during this time, we're looking back on Christ's coming. We're looking back on the deeds that God has done for us. We're reviewing the year. We are reviewing everything that happened in 2021, and we're looking to the hills from which cometh our help. We can say, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourn in lonely Exodus here, until the Son of God, until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. We have been in a hard time. We have been in a time looked like we couldn't make it. We have been a time this year that seemed like, even though we got this vaccination, there are some that don't want to get that vaccination. Some are still dying from this coronavirus, and people got attitudes and look like justice is not happening. But here we look to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord, and he's able. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly for us. He's able to deliver us. And when we look back over the things he's done for us, there's some of us that have been sick. There's some of us that have been ill. There's some of us that have been looking for employment, and look at God. On this day in December, we can say God has provided for us. God brought me out the muck and the miry. God has delivered me. God has delivered me out of the stinking sand. Satan, you alive. Hallelujah. He's brought me out. He's delivered me. So as we celebrate Advent, it involves a time of spiritual preparation, spiritual understanding, spiritual preparation in looking to the hills, looking to 2022. God has blessed us to come this far, and certainly we believe that God is going to bless us to go even farther. Acts 2 and 17 reads, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out my spirit upon flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old man, or your old men shall dream dreams." Hebrews 1 and 2 reads, "Has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heirs of all things, by whom also he made the world." And when we get to Isaiah 4:7-14, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign, and behold, you shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." When we look at those verses, when we look at the text, we understand that God is pouring out his spirit in this last day. Even though we're waiting in expectations of Christmas and we're celebrating, the world celebrating, but we know without a shadow of a doubt, God has been here. This is just a time when the world recognizes who God is. But we understand who God is. We understand that God has died for us. We understand that not only did he die for us, but he says, "I will send you a comforter." And the comforter has arrived in the form of the third person of the Trinity, which is the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. And he is representing, he is God, he's representing Jesus Christ in us. So we know without a shadow of a doubt that we are getting ready for to receive him, but we already received him. And we know, given the situation and the times we're living in, that God is saying, "I am soon to come back. Think it not strange that these things are happening. Think it not strange that violence is happening. Think it not strange that Satan is trying to kill, steal, and destroy, because that's what Satan does. But God says that I've come, and I quote this scripture all the time, that he has given us life. He's given us power. He's given us the authority. And this month of December, this Advent season, we just recognize and remember the power that he's given to us. He said that he will pour out his spirit on all men. So I'm looking forth to signs and wonders. I'm looking for God to move like never before. I'm looking for God to show up. I'm looking for God to have his way. I'm looking for Emmanuel, who is interpreted God with us. He's with us, saints. He's performing. He's moving. He's doing a new thing in us. So when we look at Luke 2nd chapter, verses 1 through 7, and it tells the birth creation, Christ born of Mary. It says, and it came to pass in these days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. The census first took place while Quirinus was governing Cyrus. Three, so all went to register, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee and out of the city of Nazareth into Judah, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her delivery, and she sought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothing and laid him in the manger, because there was no room for the inn. So the gospel reveals the birth of Jesus in three phases. Primary events: the angel Gabriel appears to Zacchaeus, Luke 1:5-22, and B, Mary visited Elizabeth, Luke 1:39-56, and read these verses in your spare time, and then the birth of John the Baptist, and we can go on and go on, but I want to say this. Hallelujah, that God was born. And this is a time where we're going to have plays. We're going to have people reciting these plays and looking to the hills and looking to the fact that God was born. But we recognize and we understand that God is here. God is all-powerful. God was born. And you know, when we look at the scriptures tells us of the events. But when we look over in Israel, Isaiah gives us five names that describe the Messiah. And I want to read those names to you. And I've done it before, but this is Advent season. Wonderful. He is exceptionally. He is without flaws. He is wonderful. He is pure. He is everything we need. We can call on him and he will answer. He is our counselor. We can take counsel with him. He will give us the right advice. He is the mighty God. He is God himself. He is all powerful, all knowing, and he will direct us in every situation. He is the everlasting Father, praise the Lord. He is timeless. He is God, and he is God our Father. Oh, hallelujah. He is the Prince of Peace. He is government and one of justice. And so when we look at the fact that Jesus is the reason for the season, and I give these top 10 reasons every year, the reason why Jesus is the reason for the season, and I want to read them. We say Jesus is the reason for the season, but this is why he's the reason for the season. The word Christmas includes Christ's last name, Matthew 1:1. We get to sing fun songs that tell us of Jesus coming. Luke 2:13-14. Everybody loves when a baby is born, but none has changed the world as Jesus has. Matthew 1:21. 7. We can truly be of good cheer and full of hope because Jesus came to save us. John 3:16. 6. People are actually nice at this time of year, and even strangers wish everyone well, like Jesus has taught, John 13:35. We sing joy to the world, and it's okay. Joy equals Jesus, others yourself, Luke 2:10. Christmas lights remind us, and this is for Christmas lights remind us that Jesus is the light of the world, and each of us shall light the world as he does, John 8:12. 3, it is a time of the year when we can all be like little children, just like Jesus taught us, Matthew 18:2-5. 2, Jesus' love inspires people to do extra kind and giving things during this time of the year, and that's 1 John 3:16. And the first one of all, the number one reason why Jesus is the season is that he is our ultimate gift to the world, Romans 5:15. We have had a hard time. We're going to be talking about the no stress, but we are talking about a time of giving. We are talking about a Thanksgiving. Even as we review this year, and certainly this month is a time to review and evaluate and to make plans for 2022. You don't want to make plans for 2022 in 2022, but you want to begin to make plans and provisions for 2022. You want to look back over your life and look at what you need to do versus what you haven't done and understand that God is with you. God continues to guide you. God continues to lead you. Yes, there has been some mental breakdowns. There have been some stresses this holiday. We went into November talking about the stress of the holidays. We talked about this time is not a time for some. This time is time. It's a time of hardness and frustration. And everybody ain't singing joy of the season because it's hard. And as we have had a rough time with this coronavirus, we recognize and we stand on the hope that God is able, God has blessed us to get from one point to the next. And we have to put those thoughts in our minds. Great peace have they that love thy law, that nothing shall offend them. So we've got to allow this word to cultivate and to activate in our hearts and our minds. And the way we do that is speaking affirmations. The way we do that is speaking scriptures. The way we do that is to look in the mirror at ourselves and say, I am a child of the King. God has blessed me. God continues to keep me. I will believe what the Bible says for me, says about me. I know that Christ is the hope of my salvation, and I know that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me because he's died. And this is a time where I can look back at that little baby boy that was born on what the world deems to be the 25th of December, and that baby boy has made a difference in my life, so much so that when I look at my hands are new. When I look at what I used to do, I don't do it no more because Christ has came. Christ has delivered, and Christ continues to set me free. Now, it's a daily journey. Not that I have overcome everything, but it's a daily walk with Christ Jesus, and I allow that word to change me like no other or nothing can. Only the word can change me. Only when I speak it, when I hear it, when I walk it. Oh, does the word begin to change my thought pattern? It begins to change my heart. Oh, and when it changed my heart, then I see you differently. I walk in love and not anger, not hate, not bitterness. I allow the word to take that bitterness and turn it around to love, to forgiveness. And you know, forgiveness is hard. Forgiveness, to forgive ourselves is hard. And even to forgive others is even harder. Oh, it might switch them around and say you can forgive others, but it might be harder to forgive yourself. Either way you apply it, the issue is that God is able to help you with every issue that you have. God, I need your help in all my ways. I acknowledge you. Now, as I acknowledge you, I need you to direct my path. I need you to allow me to see things differently. I need you to help me. God, you're my only help. I don't know any other. If you take your help from me, I will be lost. Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise God, praise God. I don't know about you, but I thank God that God takes the stress of this holiday, the stress of this season, and when we put our hands in God's hand, he changed my feelings of sadness to joy. He changes that feeling of anxiety to peace with him. Oh, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and everything that's on my mind, I begin to settle in to say, I can't get everything done, but I'm going to ride on the peace of the Lord, and I'm going to let him show me what I need to do and what I can't get done. I ain't going to worry about because I got Jesus on my side, and I want to sit at the feet of Jesus. And as I sit at the feet of Jesus and allow him to pour into me, he pours into me hope. He pours into me joy, everlasting joy. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, my heart cries out, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I worship and adore you. Hallelujah. Oh, bless him, bless him. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for this word. Hopefully, Father God, God, we thank you for this word that has been spoken. I know there has been something that has been said that will help your people. And Father God, I pray for each and every one that has connected to this line, everyone that will connect to this line. I pray for them. I pray their strength. I pray, God, that you'll give them greater joy for this season. And I pray, God, that you'll keep them safe from this disease, all pestilence. I speak Psalms 91 in their lives, and we stand on it in the name of Jesus as it's quoted, as it's spoken, God. We pray it right now, God. You see, you understand. I pray, God, for protection. God, you said that you will protect us and you will keep us. And therefore, God, we say thank you. We say thank you. We bless your name. And Father God, if there's someone out there that don't know you and the pardons of their sins, we pray that they will accept you, God, that you will draw them closer to you, that you will give them a mind to be saved, that you will give them a mind to say, what must I do? Oh, to have a relationship with you, God. And they, all they have to do is to confess their sins and find a good Bible based church, God. Oh, and you will strengthen them. We pray for those, God, that are sick and shut in. We pray, God, that you will deliver them in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, for those that are mourning the loss, God, of their loved ones on today as they funeralize their loved ones. We pray that strength in the name of Jesus. And we pray, God, as we continue to make preparations, we pray, God, that this is the season where thieves are out to kill, steal, and destroy, and we bind every act of fraud, every act of evil. We declare it in the name of Jesus, because we know, God, that you're able. We know, God, that you're doing for your glory. We know, God, that you're moving like never before, and therefore we say thank you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Our co-hosts will be here on next week. Y'all continue to be blessed. And we thank each and every one that's tuned in. God bless you. Bye-bye.